from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And away we go into hour number 2 of Gwen and Chris. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for being with us. Unless, of course, you're listening live in Australia, where we welcome you to a Friday morning. Scraby wanted me to point that out earlier.
Yes.
3:01 is the time. Chrisello, Matt Scraby back from 2 days off. Unscheduled, couple of days off. How did the dog do with you in the sick bed?
He
did
doesn't
anyone
like
take care
it.
Of Lucky, or
he doesn't
were you able
like
to get him
me.
Outside, or did
oh,
your
yeah.
mom have to step in?
Or? No. He just doesn't like it. When I got my surgery, he was very scared of me, but that was because of the big arm contraption I had on. Mm-hmm. But when I'm sick, he doesn't even want to be near me.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Between your shoulder and your health, we're lucky you ever show up here at all.
I mean, you're talking to a guy who had shoulder surgery and took 1 day off.
That's right, baby. And you got 2 days off for your infirmary visit.
Yes,
here.
I did.
But we're good to have Scraby back.
Thank you.
Tony will hopefully be able to check in with us tomorrow before the game in Cleveland. Padres are headed to Ohio as we speak. Mandy Bell did a great job from MLB.com. You know, that whole Emmanuel Class A debacle. That's a debacle. If you're the Padres,
I don't remember the situation. Who was the Padres' closer?
That's right. And you're right. Different situations. But, you know, they boxed it up with Munoz, trading him to the Mariners and getting very little for him.
Yeah.
But Class A, he was originally a Padre. That's painful. He went to the Texas Rangers. In what turned out to be a player to be named later, the Padres got Brett Nicholas.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
That guy. Sorry, Brett, if you're listening.
That's right. Rangers traded him off to Cleveland for Corey Kluber. But, Class A. I mean, Josh Naylor obviously seems like that hurts.
Yeah.
Because Josh Naylor's been really good for Cleveland as well.
So. I didn't realize that Class A had a 2020 was a year of suspension due to PEDs.
Which year was that?
2020?
The COVID year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't remember that whatsoever.
I don't remember that either.
But it's looking at me in the face right here.
Staring right at you there, huh? All right. By the way, if you're wondering about Josh Naylor, the trade that sent Josh Naylor to Cleveland was one that everybody wanted to do at the time. I must tell you.
Is he a Mike Clevenger guy?
Mike Clevenger came. And you know who else ended up coming in that trade later to complete the trade? Matt Waldron.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So you did get something out of that one.
Padres got something out of that. But Josh Naylor was an all-star this year for the Cleveland Guardians. All right, we're going to get into, there's no games tonight of any kind. There's not a WNBA game. Again, I'm going to, ding the WNBA. They keep missing all these open dates on the calendar. They should be playing games, making sure that those of us who don't always tune in might tune in tonight because we're looking for a game to watch.
There was a game last night.
Yes, there was. But tonight, there's nothing on the calendar. Come on. Schedule a couple of WNBA games so we can watch. The MLS isn't playing tonight. So we can't even get into that.
Wait, are we an MLS show? Did I miss that?
We did. Yesterday we made MLS wagers. Let's tell you how it worked out in today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Daily Gambit. Yes. Oh, yeah, I've been doing this the last couple of
days. Okay.
You tell them.
That's okay. Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment on this show. Please gamble responsibly, everyone. Back to you, Chris.
All right. I changed that, by the way.
What did you change it to?
I changed it to don't bet at all.
Okay, then we should just get rid of the segment.
No,
then.
We're not getting rid of the segment. We can still have fun making our picks and call it the Daily Gambit, but I'm just advising people not to wager on this stuff at all. Use your money for more important things.
Okay.
All right. Yesterday, Frank Marchese and I did some picks. He went 2-4. I went 5-1. Mm. So I'm having a good week. Starts with Indiana Fever at Dallas. Indiana's favored by 4.5. I took Dallas. Okay. Dallas won outright.
They did.
Caitlin Clark had a record-setting game last night.
She did.
With 19 assists. She also went over her 20.5-point line for scoring. She had 24 points to go with those 19 assists. That's a monster game under any circumstance. So, Caitlin Clark, well done.
Real quick question.
Yeah.
If they've been saying, the newcomers to this league need to prove themselves first, why are Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark both setting records in their first year?
Yeah, maybe they've proved themselves.
Yeah, I would think so.
Maybe they've already proven themselves.
Rookies don't come in and just set records like those two did.
19 assists. No one's ever done it before in a WNBA game. We know what Angel Reese has already done. Very good. I brought this up because I like pronouncing her name, Arike Ogunbowale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Third leading scorer in the league, over under 22.5. She scored 24. Went over. Hawks and Lakers. We had to resort to summer league game on the docket last night. Hawks were favored by 4.5, but Bronny James had his best game.
He did.
Scored 12. I mean, look, we're overreacting to a guy scoring 12, but we are. Lakers won outright. And then there were the two MLS games. Now, the first featured the best team in the league, the team with the best record in the MLS, and I did kind of a very... unofficial poll yesterday to find out just how much all of our soccer fans out there know about what's going on in the MLS. After all, we're going to be in the league next year.
We are.
With San Diego FC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, we're a soccer crazy, town. Or at least what people tell me. So I asked everybody yesterday to, just put in on the chat the answer. Which team has the best record in the MLS? It took like 5 or 10 minutes for somebody, anyone, to get the right answer. So I don't know what that says about us. If
I think that says We're going to get into it here in San Diego, but we're not there yet across the league.
We're clearly not there yet. The team with the best record, the answer to that question was FC Cincinnati.
Now that's crazy.
Isn't it?
Cincinnati never leads in anything.
Well, they had the best
record. Well, I guess they have the Bengals and the Reds now, so
yeah, they're doing better. Well. Anyway, they were favored over Chicago. It was a 3.5 goal over under. You know me, for a soccer match, I went under. And it was way under. Chicago won the game 1-0. The other bet was Inter-Miami without Messi playing at Toronto. I took Toronto. That was my only loss, as Inter-Miami prevailed 3-1. Now, as far as today is concerned, we don't really have any games to pick or to wager on. So Scraby is going to run through some of these. These are some of these lines for the upcoming NFL season. We're less than 2 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game opener, by the way.
That's crazy. That is insane.
So let me ask you, Scraby, what do you have on some of these preseason awards and Super Bowl odds?
Well, we have the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
You're going to do individual awards first.
Oh, we can go to the other one. I mean,
either way.
Okay, we'll do individual awards first because this is the page that I'm on right now.
Okay.
Caleb Williams leads the way, plus 135. Jaden Daniels, plus 550. Marvin Harrison Jr., plus 650. J.J. McCarthy, plus 1600. Yeah. Bo Nix, plus 1600. Malik Nabers, plus 2000.
Yeah.
Some of the other
Caleb
ones.
Caleb Williams, I mean, if you repeat that, 135, the next best is 550. I mean, they're basically guaranteeing that Caleb Williams is going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Maybe I'm not a Bears fan, but I just don't get why everybody thinks this guy's going to light the NFL on fire.
Because they gave him Keenan Allen, they gave him Rome Odunze, who's another guy on this Offensive Rookie of the Year list. But I haven't been impressed with Caleb Williams and the way he's handled everything so far.
Well, he did sign his contract the day after he got on his case for not signing his contract.
He did finally sign his contract, but he seems like a big distraction. Did you hear that he wanted in his contract the ability? I think it was a no. No, I know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want to be able to be tagged with the franchise
tag.
Correct. No rookie's ever gotten that before.
And like Dak Prescott's only one.
And he thought he should get that. And I'm thinking, come on, man, do something in anger before we start giving you stuff.
See, I'm not so mad about that because if you ask what are they going to, they can say no. I'm actually mad at whoever put that out there because it just makes them look bad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay in the middle of Caleb Williams.
I can't yet. I'm on the out for Caleb Williams. He's going to have to win me back over when I watch Hard Knocks. So we'll see.
All right, the MVP, Patrick Mahomes leads the way, plus 475, although he's going to be playing a lot of video games during Chiefs camp, so he's not going to win the MVP.
You're
going
to have to take it away from him, though, this guy. He's on another level
now. Here's one that I am a little confused by.
I am, too.
The second MVP guy in odds, that was not the way to say it, C.J. Stroud, plus 850, over Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, who are plus 900. C.J. Stroud had a fantastic year last year. Can he do it again? We don't know.
I don't know that I would put him second in the odds race.
I would be okay with if he was in the top from 5 to 10.
Well, here's some of the guys that are below him. You mentioned Josh Allen and Burrow, but Lamar Jackson's below him. Aaron Rodgers is in the running at 1,600, but he's below him. Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert is below him. But here's the guy that I would bet on right now.
Let's hear it.
Because it's plus 4,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Christian McCaffrey. Are you kidding me? I mean, you wouldn't put a few bucks on that?
I kind of would, but I don't think a running back will ever win.
Ever?
Yeah.
How about this guy at plus 13,000? Would you put a couple bucks on Justin Jefferson?
I could see that.
Even though they have no quarterback. That's the problem.
I could see that because he's good enough to go jump up, get the ball, run 180 yards
could
every
catch
day,
130
every game.
Passes. You
he
never
could.
Know.
They could just throw it to him consistently. But yeah, that's kind of crazy. Let's go to the coach.
Coach of the year, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Before you say who it is, if I asked you out there to name who you think's going to be the coach of the year in the NFL, I'm pretty sure you could name 20 guys before you'd get to this guy. And you may never get to this guy because how many people really even know his name?
I don't think many.
As a coach in the NFL.
I didn't know how to say it for like 2 or 3 years.
Tell us who it is.
Matt Eberflus. Plus no, 800. Is it Eberflus?
I think it's Eberflus.
Oh, gosh. See, I still don't know how to say it.
Matt Eberflus of the Bears is the favorite for coach of the year?
Get this.
Are you kidding me?
Jim Harbaugh, plus 1,000.
Jim Harbaugh has a better chance of winning than Eberflus.
He has a track record of success.
He at least has a track record, and plus, if he does anything with the Chargers, they're going to build a statue of him out there.
Basically, if you had a bad team last year and you're a new coach, you have a chance to win, because it goes Robert Saleh, Matt LaFleur, Raheem Morris, D'Amico Ryans, Shane Steichen, Jonathan Gannon, Dan Campbell. I'll take Dan Campbell over all of them.
Dan Campbell should be a heavy favorite for coach of the year, considering the kind of team he's had, and he's trying, even though they had success last year, he's trying to take the Lions to their first ever Super Bowl. If he does that, he's got to be the coach of the year. Agreed. Where's your guy on this list, by the way?
He's down there. I was just
way
looking.
Down there.
He's plus 3,500.
Yeah.
Our guy Sean Payton's
plus
3,000. Well,
the only way your guy, Kyle Shanahan, the only way he can win coach of the year is if he goes undefeated. Because the 49ers have such huge expectations.
All right, real quick, the favorites to win the Super Bowl, the Chiefs plus 500, the 49ers plus 600, the Ravens plus 1,000, Lions plus 1,200, Bengals plus 1,300, and the Eagles plus 1,500. I guess I should group in the Bills, too, at plus 1,500
as
well.
How far down are the Dolphins?
Weird. Dolphins, they left them off the list.
They're not even on the list?
No, plus 2,200.
2,200, so they're...
To win the Super Bowl.
Their 12th choice, the Dolphins are.
Again, there's only one team that I think we should bet on, and that would be the Chiefs. Because
because the Jets are 11th pick. Do you think the Jets going into the season or should be rated ahead of the Dolphins? Just because Aaron Rodgers is back?
Well, that was the key piece that was missing last year, so yes, I guess you have to think of it that way.
All right.
Someone was asking about Antonio Pierce on the coach's side. I didn't even really notice him on the list.
I didn't see him on there. He's in the middle of the pack somewhere.
Oh, there he is, plus 2,000.
The longest shot to win the Super Bowl, I think, is kind of interesting. Don't you? Are you looking at it?
The Broncos?
The Broncos are the longest shot on the board to win the Super Bowl. At least somebody thinks Sean Payton doesn't know what the hell he's doing over there.
they do.
Because Sean Payton thinks he knows what he's doing.
Well, I mean...
But a lot of people don't think he knows what he's doing.
It's his way or the highway, Chris.
Well, he's the longest shot right now to win the Super Bowl. All right, very good.
That's fun.
A good Daily Gambit today. We will take a quick timeout, check you a little traffic. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to make ourselves look foolish. We're going to revisit our preseason baseball picks to see how those are coming along. Stick around for that and more on Gwen and Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Partly cloudy this evening with overnight lows near 67.
Weather brought to you by USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service.
Tomorrow, about this time, Sam Levitt will be on the air with the return of the Padre pregame show. 3:10 tomorrow afternoon ahead of tomorrow's 4:10 start. Matt Waldron will open the second half for the Padres. Who had that in the pool, by the way, at the beginning of the year?
No one.
Matt Waldron will start the first game of the second half. He's the best pitcher you have. Sure. Tanner Bibee will start for Cleveland. By the way, one last thing about tomorrow's game.
Oh, no.
It's the Apple TV game.
Ah.
God, I hate that. I really, I mean, it's so depressing to me. Been waiting for 4 days for a baseball game, and now I'm going to have to sit there for 3 hours and stream it and pay extra to get on Apple TV Plus and all that stuff.
Yeah, the paying extra I'm not a fan of, but what I am a fan of is you just turn it on to Jesse and Tony.
Yes,
I can listen
to the game, but I like to listen and watch.
No. On Apple TV, you have the option.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yeah,
you can choose your announcers.
And it syncs up everything. You don't have to do anything. You just choose your audio source.
Choose your broadcast. Yeah. That is a good thing, but not a lot of people like to have to pay extra money to watch a team. They're already paying cable money to watch.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And I just think baseball, it just annoys me. And the money grab of sports is really. It's like the All-Star Game uniforms. Nobody likes what they're currently doing. I've not heard one person who likes what they're currently doing, but baseball's making more money. And it's like, all right, but does everything have to be about more money? Can't you just let maybe one thing alone?
I am with you there, sir.
So, that's not just baseball. It's certainly the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, MLS. You name it.
Everything. Hey, I didn't think the NL uniforms were that bad.
Ugh, disgusting.
I know you were going to hate them because they have black pants.
Black pants, light blue. What did that have to do with the Texas Rangers or the All-Star game?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
And the American League looked like they were just simply wearing paper bags.
I was thinking creamsicles.
I just didn't get the whole paper bag look for the American
League. I think Rob Manfred's hearing the pressure. I think he's going to go back. Because you know what you could do? Rob Manfred, sell jerseys with an All-Star Game patch on it. People will still buy that.
They'll still buy it. You're right. You're right about that. And, look, the All-Star Game thinks they're great. I loved Fox's spin on the fact that it was the second lowest rated All-Star Game ever.
That was?
Yeah. Now, here's the good news. The lowest rated game was last year. So they actually went up a little from last year.
Is that the Skeens bump?
I don't know, but said Fox TV and said baseball kind of in joint response to this news. It's the highest rated all-star game in sports. So what? What are you beating out?
You're beating out the flag football game that the NFL plays.
I mean, just because you have the highest rated all-star game doesn't mean anyone's watching it.
I don't even know when the NHL all-star game is. And the NBA all-star game, don't watch.
Not the same, so.
I gotta say this, though, because I wasn't here. The Paul Skeens-Aaron Judge matchup happened. Aaron Judge is an entertainer in the all-star game. He is there to entertain. Do not give us one swing when everybody has been looking forward to this matchup for weeks.
What
you're
going to
swing at the first pitch in an all-star game?
What if he hit it out of the ballpark?
Well, that would have been great, but
well,
he didn't.
That's probably what he was trying to do.
He didn't. He didn't even come close. I think he grounded out to third base or something.
He did, but I'm just...
An entertainer, Aaron Judge. Please give me something.
My guess is he was trying to hit it out of the ballpark. Thought he's had something good to hit. Padres?
I hate when people say... Not when people say that. I hate that mindset, even though it's probably the correct mindset, is that he got the pitch that he wanted.
Look, how many times do we get mad at Fernando around here? Stop swinging at the first pitch until he hits the first pitch into the seats. Then it seems to be okay.
Yep, you're right.
So
you're right.
That's the way that works.
Okay.
There is one big NBA story today. If you are a fan of that, Russell Westbrook will be on like his 19th team in the last 19 years. I think by the time it's over, Russell Westbrook will play for every team in the NBA.
He might as well go for that.
He might as well. The next one he's going to play for is the Denver Nuggets. League sources say that the Clippers have traded Westbrook to the Jazz. And I don't understand how all this works, and I really don't care. But they're going to sign him, and then it's a sign and trade is what it is. So they're going to sign him, and then they release him, and then the Nuggets are going to pick him up, and whatever. So
blobbity blah blah blah
blobbity. That's exactly what I said.
A Russell Westbrook trade is not breaking news anymore.
I didn't break the
news.
No,
I know that.
Giving you
that
as a bit of information.
When I saw that today, I was like, this should be on the 8th page of the sports page.
I'm giving you that as a bit of information on a slow news day. Chris Dunn is the player that the Clippers get in return for all of this. Couldn't tell you a thing about him except that he ranked 6th last year in deflections.
Ooh.
Somebody's keeping that stat now.
That's a tough stat.
Deflections.
Yeah.
So if somebody makes a pass, he's getting a hand on it. The 6th most in the NBA. Clippers got him. So
okay,
good for them.
Great defender.
I don't know what else to tell you about all that stuff. We are coming up on the return to our preseason picks. And we do this every year basically to make fun of ourselves. But I think also it's always interesting because at the beginning of the year, everybody is so sure a bunch of different things are going to happen. And it's really funny that by midseason, how many of those things really aren't happening. All you need to do to know that and understand that is see where the Padres are.
Yes.
Profar, thumbs up. Suarez, up. Waldron, up. Higashioka, up. Manny, eh. Tatis, eh. Bogarts,
eh.
Darvish, Musgrove, right?
Yeah.
Just about everybody you could name is probably gone the other direction that you expected them to.
Probably.
So. We'll see what happens. Go ahead.
No, the Padres, speaking of Yu Darvish, they actually replaced his spot on the 40-man roster. And someone on the chat asked me earlier, do you know what's going on with Yu Darvish? The last I heard is that he's with his family overseas.
Yeah.
It's a family thing, so I'm
best,
not going to
We're not going to guess. But
it's Tirso Ornelas. He has been promoted to the 40-man roster. He is 24. He was an international signing out of Mexico, and many people think he's going to be called up tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tirso Ornelas.
Tirso.
Yes.
How do you spell that?
T-I-R-S-O.
Ornelas.
Ornelas.
What does he play? Shortstop?
I hope not. The last time I'm hoping to get this right, I'm just outfielder. I was confident, but you guys have made me so...
You never know. You might as well look it up while you're there.
I swear I knew that.
All right. Coming up, our recap of the first half of the baseball season. A look back to our preseason picks on Gwen and Chris. If you're not sure, a reminder, we love Spiro's Mediterranean food around here. Try Spiro's, Coronado, La Jolla, the ballpark. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Chris Hello. Mr. Scraby back in the back in business today. And Tony Gwynn Jr. on his way to Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland rocks.
For some reason, yesterday, we played the Trevor Hoffman interview yesterday, which was a lot of fun.
From Cooperstown.
From the Cooperstown.
Yeah.
And I kept introducing the interview and saying that we visited with him in Cooperstown, Ohio. And I said that like three times before
I figured out. Thinking of Youngstown?
I don't know what I was thinking of. Pretty sure it was in New York. I was there. I should remember. But for some reason, I kept messing that up.
That was a fun trip.
Ah, that was the best.
It was. Chris and I in a car together from New York to Cooperstown.
We got to get somebody into the Hall of Fame again.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah. All right. Traffic, no?
It is. Yes, it's ready now.
All right, let's go with that.
All right.
All right, very good. Some music to get us fired up for this segment. We're going to go back and we're going to kind of run through this quick. We're not going to lag on this too much, but
well, we say just, that now.
I know we'll never make it. But preseason baseball picks, you and I and Tony all made them. Thank you, Cher. I believe we will turn back time to the beginning of the season and our picks. Well, take us through, Scraby.
All right. Well, let's just start out with our AL and NL West picks that we made. And the we'll start with the AL West. Division winner. Tony says Rangers. Chris said Mariners. I said Astros. We're all kind of still there a little bit.
We're all
bit.
There. Mariners are in front right now. So I
last place. A's. We're correct about that.
Pretty clear across the board.
MVP. I think we're all wrong so far. Corey Seager, Tony said. Chris and I said Julio Rodriguez.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tough year for Julio so far.
Cy Young, Tony said Framber Valdez. Chris said George Kirby. I said Luis Castillo.
I picked the wrong Mariner, so did you. We should have gone with Logan Gilbert.
Duh.
He does have a chance to win the Cy Young
Award. He does. The newcomer, Jorge Polanco, Tony said. Chris said Wyatt Langford.
Oh,
I said Josh Hader, which is also, oh boy.
All, boy. All three of them. Wyatt Langford has finally picked it up a little bit to where they're thinking he could go on to win AL Rookie of the Year. But he really hasn't had a big impact yet. So.
Now, is Paul Skeens up for Rookie of the Year next year?
No, this year.
This year.
He's
okay.
Already pitched enough games. That's
all right,
why.
Gotcha.
That's why we don't like him around here.
Because he's going to take Jackson.
He's going to take
award.
It away from Jackson. Yeah.
The National League West. Tony, Chris, and I went with the Dodgers as division winner. We'll move right on. Last place, Rockies. We got that right.
Looks like we're good on those two.
MVP. Tony said Fernando. Not going to happen. I said Fernando, too. Probably not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Chris, you said Corbin Carroll. That will not happen
goodness,
either.
Oh, did I jinx that guy? How about Shohei Ohtani? What were we thinking here?
I don't know.
None of us said him.
I was in a hater mode, maybe.
I guess we were, yeah.
Cy Young. Tony said Logan Webb, which could
he'd
happen
have to
in
have
the
a good
NOS.
Second half. He's 7-7 right now.
Tyler Glasnow, he's probably the guy right now. Well, I don't know.
Who said him?
You did.
Okay.
His phantom back injury.
Yeah, slowed him down for the time being.
And then both of us said, or at least I said, Dylan Cease or Cy Young. I mean, he's going to have a really great second half.
I want to see the 7 innings, 1 hit Dylan Cease.
Yes.
Which we saw 4 times in the first half.
Yep.
We just saw the other one a bunch of times, too. Mm-hmm. And that other Dylan Cease wasn't as good.
No, and the final one is newcomer Jung-Hoo Lee, Tony said, which he was doing all right, but he's hurt and out for the year. Chris, you said Dylan Cease. I said Dylan Cease. We still could have some sort of win right there.
Teoscar Hernandez would probably win that right now.
Ah, you're probably
right.
It's
been very good for the Doyers.
All right.
That was good. You got through that quickly.
Yes. AL East. Tony said the Yankees. Chris and I said the Orioles, which the Orioles are right now in first
Orioles
place.
Orioles by a game right now.
Last place, Tony said Red Sox. They're doing well. Chris and I said the Rays. I believe they're in last place, aren't they?
No, the Blue Jays.
Oh, Blue Jays, yeah.
Yeah, the so Rays are at 500. Rays are at 500.
MVP, Tony said Juan Soto, and that's looking pretty
good.
He
just did that just to mess with us.
I know he did, and he's looking good.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Juan Soto's not going to win the MVP in the American League right now.
Who's going to win it?
He's not even going to win his own team MVP.
We're talking about the AL East MVP.
We're talking about Aaron Judge, who's better.
All right.
Much better.
You said Gunnar Henderson, which, hey,
Gunnar's
right
been
there.
Great, yeah.
Although he didn't show up in the Home Run Derby.
No.
Adley Rutschman, I said, for MVP.
Okay.
Cy Young, Tony said Carlos Rodon, not happening.
He looked like it in here in San Diego, though.
He did.
Yeah.
Chris and I said Corbin Burns.
Yeah. Started the All-Star game. He did. So that's a step in the right direction for him.
Newcomer for the AL East, Juan Soto for Tony.
Yeah, that one might hold up.
Yeah, Marcus Stroman, you said. And then I said Juan Soto as well.
Marcus Stroman with the Yankees?
Yankees. Pitcher. He's not going to be
not
the newcomer.
Not better than Soto.
No. National League East. We all said the Braves were going to be in first place here.
Everybody did, but they are not there, and they're not going to be there either.
You don't think they're going to be first place?
Not with all the injuries? No chance.
Well, we say that a lot about them. Last place, Tony said Mets. Chris and I said the Marlins. Or no, Chris said Marlins. I said Nationals. Marlins are the last place
Marlins
team
are
right
holding
now.
Down the spot right now.
At MVP, you and Tony said Ronald Acuna Jr., which he's hurt. Which you can't, I mean.
No, you can't predict
He wasn't
that.
Even having a good season to begin with.
No, he wasn't at all.
And I said Matt Olson, who is also not having a great season.
Nowhere near
I didn't realize until today. He's hitting .229 this year.
Yeah, he hasn't been anywhere near what he was last year.
Our Cy Young pick, all of us said Spencer Strider.
Wow.
It's not happening. Not happening.
Look at this. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Newcomer. All of our newcomers are bad. Well, you and I picked Jared Kelnick. And Tony picked Tim Anderson, who's not even on his team anymore.
Tim Anderson's not even in the league anymore.
He's not.
At least Kelnick plays for the Braves.
That is true.
We could take that credit. Probably the best newcomer has been Ronaldo Lopez. This guy's been insane. He's the only guy in baseball with a qualifying ERA under 2.
But he's also under 100 innings pitched, I was noticing.
But he's got enough to qualify.
I know.
As of now.
All right, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. AL Central, Tony said the Twins. Chris and I said the Twins too. Chris, you were thinking Tigers.
Yeah. Well, I certainly didn't think Guardians.
That's who's leading the division.
Tigers are only 3 games under, but they're all quite right. A ways back.
Last place, we all said White Sox. We're all safe there.
Yeah.
MVP, Tony said Luis Robert Jr. Chris, I think he might have it with Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, Jose Ramirez has something to say about that. But
yes, he does.
Carlos Correa, not there yet, is who I
that's
said.
That's who you have?
Yeah.
Take my shirt.
Cy Young, Tony, Pablo Lopez, not looking good right now.
Not great.
Chris, Tarik Skubal.
I got that one.
I said Crochet, but they've basically...
Crochet's been really good, but Skubal would be the Cy Young guy right now. He's 10-3, 2.41.
Talk about being a fantasy baseball owner and having Crochet. Now they're only throwing the guy 2 innings a game, and he's like going 6 up, 6 down. They're just taking him out of the game to save his arm or whatever
it is.
It's so weird
what they do in baseball now. Skubal, by the way, may not finish in the American League Central because he's widely reported to be on the move.
Yes. The last one.
You know who else gets a mention there for Cy Young in the American League Central?
Who?
Seth Lugo.
Yeah, oh,
what
definitely.
A year he's had.
Well, Tony, the newcomer, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha.
He nailed it.
He half and half.
Half and half, okay.
Chris, you said Jack Flaherty, who's having a nice season.
Been better than he had been in the past.
And then I said Steven Wilson, who's just toiling away in Chicago. Poor guy.
You were throwing old Steven a bone there.
I was. Thinking he was going to be... I remember saying he's going to be a closer. He's going to save some games. No.
Yeah.
It's poor Steven Wilson. Okay. National League Central. Tony and I said the Cubs. It's not looking good right now. Chris, you said the Reds. Who's actually in first place? Oh, the Brewers are.
Yeah, the Brewers have been there all year.
Yes, they have.
I still think the Reds could make a run. They got to get everybody healthy. It's close. It's still close.
The last place team, Tony and I both said Pirates. the Pirates, which they're middle of the pack right now. Chris, you said the Brewers.
I did. I thought the Brewers would suck this year.
They have not.
No, but they are starting to ease back
they
to
are.
The pack, I must tell you. That's,
you're right.
That race could still develop.
That three losing 3 out of 4 to the Padres really hurt them. MVP, Tony said Paul Goldschmidt of the National League Central. Chris, you said Encarnacion Strand.
Man, I had Acuna, Encarnacion Strand, who's out of baseball, hurt.
You also had Bobby Wood Jr.
That's the only one. My other one, Corbin Carroll, Julio Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Cy Young, Tony said, oh, all three of us said Hunter Green. I didn't even realize that. We're not there yet.
He made the All-Star team, but that's about the extent of
it. He gave up a homer, too.
Yeah.
I think Paul Skeens probably has this one.
Looking like it.
I took on some Pirates fans on Twitter, and it didn't work out for me. Pirates fans were very angry at me for pointing out the fact that he's only started 11 games.
Well, allow
his
me to jump into the boat.
The fray?
With you. Yeah,
oh.
let me jump into the fray.
Okay.
Where the hell have you Pirate fans been for the last, like, 25 years? I've not heard of a single Pirate fan anywhere.
Well, they don't have anything to cheer for.
Since they got rid of Bonds and Bonilla, so please.
I guess they had that one year with Andrew McCutchen.
Please, with all of this love for the Pirates out of nowhere.
It is true.
Here.
It's a little much, Chris. Thank you.
It is. Please.
We really like to, the exciting player, we really like to put him up on that pedestal. As soon as possible.
And you know what we'll do once he gets up there for good?
We're going to tear him down.
Tear him down.
Just give him a new... We're going to besmirch his name.
We will tear down Paul Skeens.
All right, the last one, newcomer. Tony said Rhys Hoskins.
I think
he was hurt at some point.
No, he's been
Chris,
good.
Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray's had a nice year for the Cardinals.
I said Jackson Chirinos. Not going to happen.
Jackson has not lived up to the Rookie of the Year billing.
He started out okay. But that's it for our picks. We
right,
did that way
good.
Quicker than I thought we were going to do
that. You
did
that very nicely. Well done.
I have minutes of content, if you would like.
I got something on baseball.
Okay,
that
let's
I
go.
Wanted to
Mine was baseball, too, but
carry
you go.
On to. Maybe
you
it's
go.
The same thing.
Okay.
Bradford Doolittle.
No.
Not my favorite guy. ESPN staff writer. Just because I don't really agree with a lot of the stuff he writes. I don't know him at all. And Scraby tells me that because of the way I talk about him on this show, he'll never come on.
No, he'll come on, but I just don't feel comfortable.
You think I'll just make fun of him?
Leading him into a trap.
Well, the thing with Doolittle is he's all about the analytics, and I can't. You know, I don't mind using analytics as part of the equation.
Yeah, I don't mind
I don't like
either.
It, the whole equation. But he wrote a pretty good article here, and I like this because this goes back to last year's trade deadline and revisits all of the trades that were made last year. And now we see which ones were good and which ones weren't. And I think that's interesting because at the time, you know, we never really think about what these teams give up to get guys.
Yeah.
And we always think that if you make a bunch of acquisitions, it's going to pay off. And that's just not the case. So let's revisit some of the trades that were made last year. The Texas Rangers got lefty Jordan Montgomery from the Cardinals.
That was a good one.
For John King, Tekoa Roby, and Thomas Seguis. Now, Jordan Montgomery left the Rangers, but not until he helped them win a World Series. I would say that was a pretty good trade for the Rangers, even though they gave up 3 prospects, none of whom have yet made it.
Yeah.
The Rangers acquired Max Scherzer from the Mets. They got him for an infielder named Luis Angel Acuna.
Hmm. Did they get him because of his last name?
I don't know. Acuna's in AAA right now. He's 22 years old. So, you know, the Mets did that. But again, Scherzer was part of what helped the Rangers win the World Series.
Was he?
A little bit. Not a lot, but a little. The Rangers also acquired Aroldis Chapman last year, which he helped them in the World Series. Pitched the 8th inning, etc. But they gave to the Kansas City Royals Cole Ragans, who this year was an all-star.
Yep.
So that's the cost of that sometimes.
Oh, the Acuna, that is Ronald's little brother.
Okay. The Arizona Diamondbacks last year, do you remember who they acquired at the trade deadline?
Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham. That helped them quite a bit get all the way to the World Series. Jeremy Rodriguez went to the Mets there. Haven't seen much from him. Diamondbacks acquired Paul Sewald from Seattle.
That worked out for him.
Worked out. Helped them get to the World Series. He's their closer. They had to give up Josh Rojas, Dominic Canzone, and Ryan Bliss, none of whom have done a whole lot for the Mariners yet.
The only name I recognize is Rojas.
Orioles got Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals. Three prospects. Flaherty didn't really pitch much and didn't pitch well for the Orioles. He was 6.71. Now he's gone. So really, even though that can only be a loss for the Orioles, if any of the three Cardinal prospects now end up panning out.
Yeah.
Astros got Kendall Graveman from the White Sox for catcher Corey Lee. That's kind of a... It doesn't mean much.
Yeah, it doesn't mean much either way.
Padres... Not going to like this one, Padre fans. Cover your ears or whatever. Potters acquired Rich Hill and G-Man Choi from the Pirates. It doesn't really even matter who we gave up there. It's going to get an F.
Yeah.
And that's the grade that Doolittle gave it. The ones that we did give up, Alfonso Rivas, pitcher Jackson Wolf. Remember, he started a
He's
game
back
last
with the team.
Back with what, the Padres?
Yeah.
And outfielder Estuar Suero.
Oh, Suero. Yeah, duh. I was thinking Estuar Ruiz.
No, Estuar Suero. Those are the look on the surface. It didn't cost the Padres anything. The problem was is Rich Hill helped cost the Padres a chance to go to the playoffs by having an 8.23 ERA.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Every time he took the mound, it was at least six runs.
And G-Man Choi
barely played.
Hit 0.65.
Did he have? He had two hits.
I think so. So those two acquisitions hurt the Padres. Last year. Couple more here. Blue Jays acquired Paul DeJong from the Cardinals. Neither here nor there. DeJong is now with the White Sox, and nobody cares what you're doing with the White Sox. Cubs got infielder Jeimer Candelario from Washington. Candelario is now gone.
Yeah, so that doesn't work.
And the Nationals got a pitcher named DJ Hers, left. All right, very good. Some music to get us fired up for this segment. We're going to go back and we're going to kind of run through this quick. We're not going to lag on this too much, but
well, we say just, that now.
I know we'll never make it. But preseason baseball picks, you and I and Tony all made them. Thank you, Cher. I believe we will turn back time to the beginning of the season and our picks. Well, take us through, Squid.
All right. Well, let's just start out with our AL and NL West picks that we made. And the we'll start with the AL West. Division winner. Tony says Rangers. Chris said Mariners. I said Astros. We're all kind of still there a little bit.
We're all
bit.
There. Mariners are in front right now. So I
last place. A's. We're correct about that.
Pretty clear across the board.
MVP. I think we're all wrong so far. Corey Seager, Tony said. Chris and I said Julio Rodriguez.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tough year for Julio so far.
Cy Young, Tony said Framber Valdez. Chris said George Kirby. I said Luis Castillo.
I picked the wrong Mariner. So did you. We should have gone with Logan Gilbert.
Duh.
He does have a chance to win the Cy Young
He award. Does. The newcomer, Jorge Polanco, Tony said. Chris said Wyatt Langford.
Oh,
I said Josh Hader, which is also, oh boy.
All, boy, all three of them. Wyatt Langford has finally picked it up a little bit to where they're thinking he could go on to win AL Rookie of the Year. But he really hasn't had a big impact yet. So.
Now, is Paul Skeens up for Rookie of the Year next year?
No, this year.
This year.
He's
okay.
already pitched enough games. That's
All right,
why.
Gotcha.
That's why we don't like him around here.
Because he's going to take Jackson Merrill's award.
Because he's going to take it away from Jackson. Yeah.
The National League West. Tony, Chris, and I went with the Dodgers as division winner. We'll move right on. Last place, Rockies. We got that right.
Looks like we're good on those two.
MVP. Tony said Fernando. Not going to happen. I said Fernando, too. Probably not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
Chris, you said Corbin Carroll. That one
oh
not happen
goodness,
either.
Oh, did I jinx that guy? How about Shohei Ohtani? What were we thinking here?
I don't know.
None of us said him.
I was in a hater mode, maybe.
I guess we were, yeah.
Cy Young. Tony said Logan Webb, which could
He'd
happen
have to
in
have
the
a good
NOS.
Second half. He's 7-7 right now.
Tyler Glasnow, he's probably the guy right now. Well, I don't know.
Who said him?
You did.
Okay.
His phantom back injury.
Yeah, slowed him down for the time being.
And then for both of us said, or at least I said Dylan Cease or Cy Young. I mean, he's going to have a really great second half.
I want to see the 7 innings, 1 hit Dylan Cease.
Yes.
Which we saw 4 times in the first half.
Yep.
We just saw the other one a bunch of times, too. And that other Dylan Cease wasn't as good.
No, and the final one is newcomer Jung-Hoo Lee, Tony said, which he was doing all right, but he's hurt and out for the year. Chris, you said Dylan Cease. I said Dylan Cease. We still could have some sort of win right there.
Teoscar Hernandez would probably win that right now.
You're probably right.
It's been very good for the Doyers.
All right.
That was good. You got through that quickly.
Yes. AL East. Tony said the Yankees. Chris and I said the Orioles, which the Orioles are right now in first
Orioles
place.
Orioles by a game right now.
Last place, Tony said Red Sox. They're doing well. Chris and I said the Rays. I believe they're in last place, aren't they?
No, the Blue Jays.
Oh, Blue Jays, yeah.
Yeah, the Rays are at 500. Rays are at 500.
MVP, Tony said Juan Soto. And that's looking pretty good.
He just did that just to mess with us.
I know he did. And he's looking good.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Juan Soto's not going to win the MVP in the American League right now.
Who's going to win it?
He's not even going to win his own team MVP.
We're talking about the AL East MVP.
We're talking about Aaron Judge, who's better.
All right.
Much better.
You said Gunnar Henderson, which, hey,
Gunnar's
right
been
there.
Great, yeah.
Although he didn't show up in the Home Run Derby.
No.
Adley Rutschman, I said, for MVP.
Okay.
Cy Young, Tony said Carlos Rodon, not happening.
He looked like it in here in San Diego, though.
He did.
Yeah.
Chris and I said Corbin Burns.
Yeah. Started the All-Star game. That's a step in the right direction for him.
Newcomer for the AL East, Juan Soto for Tony.
Yeah, that one might hold up.
Yeah, Marcus Stroman, you said. And then I said Juan Soto as well.
Marcus Stroman with the Yankees?
Yankees. Pitcher. He's not going to be the newcomer.
Not better than Soto.
No. National League East. We all said the Braves were going to be in first place here.
Everybody did, but they are not there, and they're not going to be there either.
You don't think they're going to be first place?
Not with all the injuries? No chance.
Well, we say that a lot about them. Last place, Tony said Mets. Chris and I said the Marlins. Or no, Chris said Marlins. I said Nationals. Marlins are the last place
Marlins
team
are
right
holding
now.
Down the spot right now.
At MVP, you and Tony said Ronald Acuna Jr., which he's hurt. Which you can't, I mean.
No, you can't predict
He wasn't
that.
Even having a good season to begin with.
No, he wasn't at all.
And I said Matt Olson, who is also not having a great season.
Nowhere near
I didn't realize until today. He's hitting .229 this year.
Yeah, he hasn't been anywhere near what he was last year.
Our Cy Young pick, all of us said Spencer Strider.
Wow.
It's not happening. Not happening.
Look at this. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay.
Newcomer. All of our newcomers are bad. Well, you and I picked Jared Kelnick. And Tony picked Tim Anderson, who's not even on his team anymore.
Tim Anderson's not even in the league anymore.
He's not.
At least Kelnick plays for the Braves.
That is true.
We could take that credit. Probably the best newcomer has been Ronaldo Lopez. This guy's been insane. He's the only guy in baseball with a qualifying ERA under 2.
But he's also under 100 innings pitched, I was noticing.
But he's got enough to qualify.
I know.
As of now.
All right, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. AL Central. Tony said the Twins. Chris and I said the Twins too. Chris, you were thinking Tigers.
Yeah. Well, I certainly didn't think Guardians.
That's who's leading the division.
Tigers are only 3 games under, but they're all quite a ways back.
Last place, we all said White Sox. We're all safe there.
Yeah.
MVP, Tony said Luis Robert Jr. Chris, I think he might have it with Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, Jose Ramirez has something to say about that. But
yes, he does.
Carlos Correa, not there yet, is who I
That's
said.
That's who you have?
Yeah.
Don't take my shirt off.
Cy Young, Tony, Pablo Lopez, not looking good right now.
Not great.
Chris, Tarik Skubal.
I got that one.
I said Crochet, but they've basically...
Crochet's been really good, but Skubal would be the Cy Young guy right now. He's 10-3, 2.41.
Talk about being a fantasy baseball owner and having Crochet. Now they're only throwing the guy 2 innings a game, and he's like going 6 up, 6 down. They're just taking him out of the game to save his arm or whatever
it
is.
It's so weird what they do in baseball now. Skubal, by the way, may not finish in the American League Central because he's widely reported to be on the move.
Yes. The last
You know
one.
Who else gets a mention there for Cy Young in the American League Central?
Who?
Seth Lugo.
Yeah, oh,
what
definitely.
A year he's had.
Well, Tony, the newcomer, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha.
He nailed it.
He half and half.
Half and half, okay.
Chris, you said Jack Flaherty, who's having a nice season.
Been better than he had been in the past.
And then I said Stephen Wilson, who's just toiling away in Chicago. Poor guy.
You just You were throwing old Steven a bone there.
I was thinking he was going to be. I remember saying he's going to be a closer. He's going to save some games. No, yeah. That's poor Steven Wilson. Okay. National League Central. Tony and I said the Cubs. It's not looking good right now. Chris, you said the Reds. Who's actually in first place? Oh, the Brewers are.
Yeah, the Brewers Tony have said, been there all year.
Yes, they have.
I still think the Reds could make a run. They got to get everybody healthy. It's close. It's still close.
The last place team, Tony and I both said Pirates, the Pirates, which they're middle of the pack right now. Chris, you said the Brewers.
I did. I thought the Brewers would suck this year.
They have not.
No, but they are starting to ease back
they
to
are.
The pack, I must tell you. That's,
you're right.
That race could still develop.
That three losing 3 out of 4 to the Padres really hurt them. MVP, Tony said Paul Goldschmidt of the National League Central. Chris, you said Encarnacion Strand.
Man, I had Acuna, Encarnacion Strand, who's out of baseball, hurt.
You also had Bobby Wood Jr.
That's the only one. My other one, Corbin Carroll, Julio Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Cy Young, all three of us said Hunter Green. I didn't even realize that. We're not there yet.
He made the All-Star team, but that's about the extent of
it. He gave up a homer, too.
Yeah.
I think Paul Skeens probably has this one.
Looking like it.
I took on some Pirates fans on Twitter, and it didn't work out for me. Pirates fans were very angry at me for pointing out the fact that he's only started 11 games.
Well, allow me to jump into the boat
the fray.
With you. Yeah, let me jump into the fray.
Okay.
Where the hell have you Pirate fans been for the last, like, 25 years? I've not heard of a single Pirate fan anywhere.
Well, they don't have anything to cheer for.
Since they got rid of Bonds and Bonilla, so please.
I guess they had that one year with Andrew McCutchen.
Please, with all of this love for the Pirates out of nowhere.
It is true. It's a little much, Chris. Thank you.
It is. Please.
We really like to... The exciting player, we really like to put him up on that pedestal. As soon as possible.
And you know what we'll do once he gets up there for good?
We're going to tear him down.
Tear him down.
Just give him a new... We're going to besmirch his name.
We will tear down Paul Skeens.
All right, the last one, newcomer. Tony said Rhys Hoskins.
I think
he was hurt at some point.
No, he's been
Chris,
good.
Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray's had a nice year for the Cardinals.
I said Jackson Chirios. Not going to happen.
Jackson has not lived up to the rookie of the year billing.
He started out okay. But that's it for our picks. We did that way quicker than I thought we were going to do.
You did that very nicely. Well done.
I have minutes of content if you would like.
I got something on baseball.
Okay,
that
let's
I
go.
Wanted to
Mine was baseball too, but
carry
you go.
On to. Maybe
you
it's
go.
The same thing.
Okay.
Bradford Doolittle.
No.
Not my favorite guy. ESPN staff writer. Just because I don't really agree with a lot of the stuff he writes. I don't know him at all. And Scraby tells me that because of the way I talk about him on this show, he'll never come on.
No, he'll come on, but I just don't feel comfortable.
You think I'll just make fun of him?
Leading him into a trap.
Well, the thing with Doolittle is he's all about the analytics, and I can't. You know, I don't mind using analytics as part of the equation.
Yeah, I don't mind
that
either.
I don't like it, the whole equation. But he wrote a pretty good article here, and I like this because this goes back to last year's trade deadline and revisits all of the trades that were made last year. And now we see which ones were good and which ones weren't. And I think that's interesting because at the time, you know, we never really think about what these teams give up to get guys.
Yeah.
And we always think that if you make a bunch of acquisitions, it's going to pay off. And that's just not the case. So let's revisit some of the trades that were made last year. The Texas Rangers got lefty Jordan Montgomery from the Cardinals.
That was a good one.
For John King, Tekoa Roby, and Thomas Seguis. Now, Jordan Montgomery left the Rangers, but not until he helped them win a World Series. I would say that was a pretty good trade for the Rangers, even though they gave up 3 prospects, none of whom have yet made it.
Yeah.
The Rangers acquired Max Scherzer from the Mets. They got him for an infielder named Luis Angel Acuna.
Hmm. Did they get him because of his last name?
I don't know. Acuna's in AAA right now. He's 22 years old. So, you know, the Mets did that. But again, Scherzer was part of what helped the Rangers win the World Series.
Was he?
A little bit. Not a lot, but a little. The Rangers also acquired Aroldis Chapman last year, which he helped them in the World Series. Pitched the 8th inning, etc. But they gave to the Kansas City Royals Cole Reagans, who this year was an All-Star.
Yep.
So that's the cost of that sometimes.
Oh, the Acuna, that is Ronald's little brother.
Okay. The Arizona Diamondbacks last year, do you remember who they acquired at the trade deadline?
Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham. That helped them quite a bit get all the way to the World Series. Jeremy Rodriguez went to the Mets there. Haven't seen much from him. Diamondbacks acquired Paul Sewald from Seattle.
That worked out for him.
Worked out. Helped them get to the World Series. He's their closer. They had to give up Josh Rojas, Dominic Canzone, and Ryan Bliss, none of whom have done a whole lot for the Mariners yet.
The only name I recognize is Rojas.
Orioles. Got Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals, three prospects. Flaherty didn't really pitch much and didn't pitch well for the Orioles. He was 6.71. Now he's gone. So really, even though that can only be a loss for the Orioles, if any of the three Cardinal prospects now end up panning out.
Yeah.
Astros got Kendall Graveman from the White Sox for catcher Corey Lee. That's kind of a – it doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean much either way.
Padres – not going to like this one, Padre fans. Cover your ears or whatever. Potters acquired Rich Hill and G-Man Choi from the Pirates. Doesn't really even matter who we gave up there. It's going to get an F.
Yeah.
And that's the grade that Doolittle gave it. The ones that we did give up, Alfonso Rivas, pitcher Jackson Wolf. Remember he started a
game
last
year? He's back with the team.
Back with what, the Padres?
Yeah.
And outfielder Estuar Suero.
Oh, Suero. Yeah, duh. I was thinking Estuary Ruiz.
No, Estuar Suero. Those are the look on the surface. It didn't cost the Padres anything. The problem was, is Rich Hill helped cost the Padres a chance to go to the playoffs by having an 8.23 ERA.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Every time he took the mound, it was at least six runs.
And G-Man Choi
barely played.
Hit 0.65.
Did he have? He had two hits.
I think so. So those two acquisitions hurt the Padres last year. Couple more here. Blue Jays acquired Paul DeJong from the Cardinals. Neither here nor there. DeJong is now with the White Sox, and nobody cares what you're doing with the White Sox. Cubs got infielder Jaime Candelario from Washington. Candelario's now gone.
Yeah, so that doesn't work.
And the Nationals got a pitcher named DJ Herz, a lefty who started against the Padres earlier this year. Tampa Bay acquired pitcher Aaron Civale from Cleveland. Civale's now with Milwaukee. See, this is what happens. You acquire a lot of these guys, and then they don't stay around because they're rentals. In the case of Civale, wasn't a rental.
Yeah.
He started the year with Tampa Bay and got traded. Dodgers acquired Lance Lynn and Joe Kelly from the White Sox.
Did not work.
Didn't work. Lance Lynn gave up how many home runs in that last playoff game?
I don't know,
I think
but it
five.
Was a lot.
At least four in a row. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And I can't stand Joe Kelly, so.
I can't either. Trace Thompson, Nick Nastrini, Jordan Leisure went to the White Sox. Don't know what they're doing because I don't follow the White Sox. But anyway, that's kind of a look back at some of the moves that were made last year. A lot of them worked out.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't. But, you know, it's just interesting because now in the next 2 weeks before the trade deadline, everyone's going to make these big moves. And most of us are going to think the team that made the, you know, the biggest splash are the teams that are going to win. It doesn't always work.
It doesn't.
And the Padres are a perfect example of that.
They did the whole Juan Soto, Brandon Drury, Josh Bell thing that didn't, I mean, it got into the NLCS, so it somewhat worked out.
I would say that worked, although now there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, the Padres gave away way too much.
I don't
as they watch C.J. Abrams play in the All-Star game and James Wood come up to the major leagues. What's he done so far, by the way?
I think he's hit a couple home runs, maybe one home run.
Has he?
I will say this about C.J. Abrams and James Wood. They weren't going to help the Padres get to the NLCS in 2022.
And that's kind of the argument for the Padres.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. Chris vs. the Fans is coming up next. Yesterday, Sammy did a celebrity Chris vs. the Fans and went out quickly. Left us with a whole segment to fill.
You know, every time we have Sammy play that game, we have a whole segment to fill. Well, we'll I appreciate him for being there.
We'll see what happens today. 833-288-0973.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.